This Minnesota Sports Report is powered by the Minnesota DNR, who reminds you to use caution and check burning restrictions this spring to prevent unintentional wildfires.
For MNN Sports, I'm Kevin Falmas. The Vikings have put their mandatory minicamp to bed. A busy week in Eagan for everyone, but head coach Kevin O'Connell was happy with the work he got out of his squad.
Compliments to those guys. I think they're ready for training camp. I think they're ready to pick up right where we left off as we kind of fully enter the competition phase of being able to build our team and kind of chase what our ceiling is going to be for the season.
That's Kevin O'Connell trying to keep a watchful eye on everyone, including new quarterback Kyler Murray.
You know, he's made a ton of really, really impressive throws. He's layered the football. He's drove it down the field. He's checked the ball down, you know, to avoid sacks and things that are really positive for the position. And we really haven't even really been able to see his true athleticism impact the position either. So I'd say he's improved massively, calling plays and just running the show, and it will only continue to get better as both those guys continue to push to help make our team better.
The Vikings have the weekend off. Then it's another round of OTAs next week at TCO Performance Center. In the NHL last night, there was a storm warning in Raleigh. That's what you hear before a Hurricanes game. Last night, that siren was loud and proud as the Hurricanes doubled up the Golden Knights 4-2. They win Game 5 and now are just one win away from their first Stanley Cup title in 20 years. Game 6 is Sunday night in Vegas. The Twins are back home tonight after a tough series in Detroit. They lost 2 of 3, capped with an 11-0 loss yesterday to the Tigers. The NBA Finals continue tomorrow night in San Antonio. Knicks are looking for their first title since 1973. The Lynx are in Vegas tomorrow night at 7, looking for a ninth consecutive win. Kevin Falmas, MNN Sports.